This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Sunday that Russian forces suffered more than 1,100 dead in less than a week of battles near the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, the focal point of fighting in eastern Ukraine. He said Russian forces had also sustained the loss of 1,500 soldiers wounded badly enough to keep them out of further action. Dozens of pieces of enemy equipment were destroyed, as were more than 10 Russian ammunition depots. Reuters could not independently verify the accounts. Cyclone Freddy battered central Mozambique on Sunday after making landfall for a second time in a month, breaking records for the duration and strength of tropical storms in the southern hemisphere, Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Cyclone Freddy battered central Mozambique on Sunday after making landfall for a second time in a month, breaking records for the duration and strength of tropical storms in the southern hemisphere. Footage released by UNICEF shows strong winds and heavy rain hitting the central port town of Quelimane as residents battled the storm. Communications and electricity supply in the storm area have been cut, so the extent of the damage and number of casualties was not immediately clear. But more than 171,000 people were affected after the cyclone swept through southern Mozambique last month. 27 people died across Mozambique and Madagascar.
Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Authorities say rebels in eastern Congo killed at least 19 people and set fire to a health center and houses. The former government of North Kivu province told state media on Sunday that gunmen suspected of being part of the Allied Democratic Forces attacked civilians in Kirindera town. ADF is a militia with links to the Islamic State group. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Bank of London, a clearing bank, has submitted a formal proposal for the UK subsidiary of Silicon Valley Bank, it said in a statement on Sunday. Silicon Valley Bank failed on Friday after a run on the bank by its investors earlier in the week. The statement said a consortium of leading private equity firms led by Bank of London confirmed it has submitted formal proposals to His Majesty's Treasury, the Prudential Regulation Authority at the Bank of England and the board of Silicon Valley Bank. CNBC reported Sunday that U.S. financial regulators are discussing ways to manage the consequences of the failure if no buyer materializes. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence offered his most forceful rebuke to date of his one-time boss, Donald Trump, saying that history will hold him accountable for his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Reuters' Freddie Joyner has more.
Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence offered his most forceful rebuke to date of his one-time boss, Donald Trump, saying that history will hold him accountable for his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. On Saturday night, Pence told assembled journalists and their guests at the Gridiron Dinner, an annual white tie event in Washington, D.C., that President Trump was wrong, adding, quote, "I had no right to overturn the election, and his reckless words endangered my family and everyone at the Capitol that day." Pence was in the Capitol when thousands of Trump supporters breached the building in an attempt to stop Congress from certifying the results of the 2020 presidential election, which Trump lost to Joe Biden.
Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. The Coast Guard is searching for possible survivors after two suspected smuggling boats overturned off the coast of San Diego. At least 8 people are dead. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Crews are combing the area near Black Beach in San Diego, where they were able to retrieve 8 bodies last night from the water. But darkness and thick fog hampered their efforts. San Diego Fire Rescue says there's a large debris field along the area, also known as Torrey Pines City Beach. It's believed there were about 15 people on board the boats that overturned. Authorities say Panga-style vessels are often involved in the smuggling operations that come ashore in that area. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Iran's foreign minister claims a prisoner swap with the U.S. is a possibility, though he has offered no evidence to support the claim. He made the remarks Sunday to Iranian state television. U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price told AP the remarks are, in his words, a cruel lie. The foreign minister has made similar comments in the past about possible deals with the United States on frozen assets abroad and other issues that never came to fruition. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.